with various inscriptions like "No to domestic violence," "Say no to rape," "Rape is not a joke," among others. Women from different walks of life who converged on the premises of the State House of Assembly called for support from the lawmakers on the rising spate of sexual assault, especially rape cases against women and girl children. The wife of the Ogun State Governor, Mrs. Bamidele Abiodun, canvassed for more viable laws such as denial of government employment, not to vote or be voted for, and creation of a sex offender registers, among others.
We want to come and ask for your support. We need your help in making laws and providing succor to the victims of sexual violence.
Also speaking, the Commissioner for Women Affairs and Social Development, Mrs. Funmi Efuwakpe, described rape and other violence against women as serious offense that should be tackled with appropriate laws and punishment.
Our request to the Honorable House, you should please help us to hasten the passing.
She solicited the support of the State Assembly and other developmental partners in the fight against the scourge, while measures should be put in place to protect victims of sexual violence and child abuse. Responding, the Speaker, Mr. Olakunle Oluomo, gave an assurance that the Ninth Assembly will ensure accelerated passage of pending bills and amend existing laws to provide stiffer measures against offenders in line with modern practices.
On our own part, we have picked all those laws, anti-violence, child's rights law, etc., and we are working with some coalition of civil societies to look into these laws. Anyone we know that requires further amendment or fresh passage, we shall definitely do.
Mr. Oluomo noted that the rising cases of sex abuse and the society call for intergovernmental collaboration to fashion out better ways of putting an end to the menace. On the entourage of the wife of the governor were the former deputy governor of the state, Mrs. Salimat Badru, the wife of the speaker, Mrs. Bolanle Oluomo, and other past and present women political office holders in the state. In Abeokuta, Oluwatoyin Adegoke.